really good. You just look at the way that they play. There's so much effort. They've got one guy who's fast, quick, slippery as a defensive end. The other guy's the biggest, strongest, fastest defensive end in the NFL. You look at their two inside guys. Darius, who's a 340, runs a 4.9. And then Kyle Williams is probably up there with one of the quickest guys to ever play three tech. So it's a challenging front four, that's for sure.
Yeah, because actually I talked to him today, and he said after he watched the film, he said, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. You know, because, and that happens to all of us. You have one or two bad plays, and that's all you can think about. And then you go back and you watch the tape, and you realize, well, maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was, because we're such hard critics. We're our own worst enemy sometimes because we're so hard on ourselves. But I'm sure he's already moved beyond the couple bad plays that he had, and he's excited to make up for it this weekend. Well, it's going to be a challenge. I think if you're worried or concerned going into the game, you've kind of already beat yourself. So it's going to be a great challenge, certainly, because there is not a better four-down front in the NFL than what we're going to see this weekend. So it's going to be a challenge, but you know, I think we have a lot of confidence. We've gotten better since the Jacksonville game, and I think we've improved. So this is just going to be another test for us. Well, that's always an important mantra, but it's especially important now this week because young running backs tend to always look for the home run, and it's not always there in the NFL. It's not like college where you can take every run to the end zone. A lot of times you just got to take the 3 or 4 yards and then be able to call another run. But I think the thing that's hurt us this year when we have not had success in the running game has been negative runs. So it's first down and we lose 3 yards. Now it's second and 13. Now if you call another run, there's no chance you're going to get it on third down. So what do? You know, and you kind of put yourself in a bad situation. So it'll be important for us this week to stay ahead of the chains. And when 2 yards is there, just cram it in there for 2 or 3 yards. When 4 yards is there, take the 4 yards. And then those things will open up the home run plays in the running game. I think They did a good job of it last week. And that's part of the reason why we had such a good game in Atlanta. I think they took the 4 when the 4 was there. And then teams try to stop the 4 because you can't let yourself bleed to death with a million paper cuts in the run game. And then that's when the big plays get opened up.
You know, I guess I haven't noticed that specifically because it's still early in the week for me and I haven't studied all that much film on them except for what we saw today. So certainly we're going to look and see, all right, these were the plays that worked the best against them, so we're going to try them. I mean, that's the NFL for you. If a blitz works well against you, you better be ready to pick it up the next week because whoever you're playing is watching that film, and they're going to be running that same blitz to see if you've corrected it. And it's just the same on offense. We're going to look at all the plays that have gone well against them, and we're going to try to see if we can do the same things.
Yeah, we like Josh Gordon, the receiver, a lot better than Josh Gordon, the used car salesman. So I can understand why maybe people weren't treating him the same way. Yeah. But we're very happy to have him back. I mean, you saw what he did on Sunday. I mean, I went home and my wife said, wasn't it great having Josh back? I'm like, well, he didn't really do anything, right? She's like, he had 120 yards. I'm like, really? It's because he's such a dynamic player and he's so smooth when he gets out there. You don't even realize the plays that he makes because he makes it look so effortless. So I hope this weekend I really recognize that he makes some big plays because he'll probably have 200 then. Yeah, well, you look at the teams that have played this scheme over the years. You know, all Jim Schwartz teams going back to Detroit and Tennessee, and even Indy has done this. And there's been some four-down teams that have played those defensive ends really wide in Philly a few years ago. And the weakness is, well, there's a huge gap between the tackle and the tight end because the defensive ends are so wide. And there's ways to exploit that, and there's teams that have tried to go at it. You can try to use it to your benefit, but at the same time, you realize that's how every team tries to attack them. So you think they've probably seen a few of these things that we're going to try to do them before. So they're well practiced at it, but it's something that we'll have to try to take advantage of. But at the same time, it does make it difficult because it's not something you see very often. And they do it well, and they've got great players to play that scheme.